New York City will end the year with an overall drop in crime. Again, it's the 8th year in a row that the city has seen a reduction, but in recent weeks there's been a rise in shootings and homicides in certain parts of the city. Now, with a new mayor and police commissioner set to take office in January, the NYPD is taking measures to stem this upsurge in violence. From New York, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Shootings are up in New York for the past 4 weeks. Homicides for the first week of December were up 50% over the same period last year. In the Brooklyn North Precinct, crime is up 20% in the last month. Manhattan on the ground and in the air may still be the most heavily policed section of the country, but in other boroughs, criminals saw an opening after thousands of police were redeployed to security, rescue, or investigation duties after the September 11th attacks. Detective Thomas Scotto.
You remember, the criminal element is fully aware of most of the times when law enforcement is around and when they're not around. Once they become aware that the law enforcement community is efforts are now directed elsewhere, they come in like a bunch of roaches.
Particularly troubling, says Citizens Crime Commission of New York President Tom Rapetto, is that more kids seem to be carrying handguns again.
For a long time, the gunmen were leaving their guns at home and reformed, but they were afraid to take their guns in the street because they got arrested over small quality of life violations. So if you notice in some of these street shootings, they tend to arise out of altercations, which means people are again carrying guns in the street.
Few know that better than Richard Green, who runs community outreach programs for kids from Crown Heights, Bedford-Stuyvesant, and other parts of Brooklyn.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay, can I have your card again?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, then maybe I can sit up doing some classes with your kids
anytime.
Here.
In Green's busy office, a Brooklyn police officer gives him her number and pledges support. Green says it's more than police redeployment that sparked the rise in murder and shootings. The recession, too, he says, means more young people out of work. In addition, it's been unseasonably warm, putting more youth out in the street. Green, a veteran of Vietnam and 40 years in Brooklyn, says New York's historic crime drop still hasn't changed the unreal attitude of many young people toward firearms.
They see in a music video a lot of things going on with weaponry, and they see in a movie, but the person comes back the next day. They don't realize that a 9mm or a 380 is finality. And then it ends up that you have two young people, as you saw out there a few days ago, that were killed.
To fight that trend, NYPD leaders have reassigned many detectives to their old beats, restored overtime for anti-gang units, and mandated a 6-day work week for all narcotics officers, among other moves. Detective Scotto, who heads the detectives union, says the added hours are an enormous strain on officers already emotionally and physically drained.
Employees welcome overtime, especially before the holiday season. In this case, it's been extraordinary because of the September 11th attack. And those that are working 12 hours now find themselves working 18 and 20 hours a day because they now, the arresting officer on a lot of cases. That is taxing on one's health. There comes a point where your body doesn't allow you to continue anymore. Even though your mind does, your body does not.
Now, New York City is still on pace to end the year with an overall major crime drop of 12%, the largest year-end reduction in 5 years. Crime is down for 8 years running. So Professor Eli Silverman, author of NYPD Battles Crime, cautions to keep this 6-week trend in perspective.
The uptake in homicides is significant. You have to also remember that last year, some of the areas, for example, Brooklyn North, some of the very difficult precincts, had very substantial declines in shootings and homicides. So what you see is that particular areas are hammered by their own success.
Meantime, Richard Green of the Crown Heights Youth Collective says he's working harder than ever to try to keep the peace. He tosses back his gray streak dreadlocks and spreads his arms, guarding an imaginary basket from a phantom jump shooter. You see, he says it's like playing defense these days on 39-year-old Michael Jordan.
Just takes a little bounce, throw him off his shot. These young people just need a little tiny tap. Come on in here and see about a job. Come on in here and let's get some counseling. Why are you out here on these streets doing what you're doing? Come on in, let me show you an alternative.
An alternative that'll be a little easier to sell, Green admits, with a change in the weather. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.